This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves underneath thy mighty hand tonight in the name of Jesus. So I should extend grace, mercy, and love upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, now as we get out of the way that you may have your way, look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. Actually, put it in our hand, put in the seal of forgiveness. Cast it as far as the east is from the west. Oh, Heavenly Father, right now, actually, I have me behind Calvary's cross and on this lift of clay. Use me, Father God, for thy glory. Pray the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties. Anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth in the name of Jesus. As we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here this night and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all for saving souls that the kingdom of God may grow. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the anointing to rest upon the word of God here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. The book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. And the word of God reads, let him that is taught in the word share with him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about you will always pick what you plant. You will always pick what you plant. What a man soweth, he shall reap. Beloved, planting and picking is a spiritual and physical law that is always true. Yes, you reap what you sow, and you'll always pick what you plant. Child of God, it is true in agriculture that you pick what you plant. So it is a great spiritual truth also that you reap what you sow. It is a spiritual law that have been established, excuse me, by God, hallelujah, that is already established and it won't change. As a believer of Christ, what you are today, it is a result of the choices you made in your past. Yes, your life right now is basically the harvest of your habits that was established. Yes, your life is the harvest of your habits. The law of harvest can be summarized this way, that every choice has coincidence, whether good or bad, there's a coincidence attached to it. You see, good choices have good coincidence, and poor choices has unpleasant coincidence. So people of God, one of the most important values in life we will learn is to make wise choices, because choices has coincidence. Yes, beloved, who you are right now in life in 2021 is the result of a combination of factors. Child of God, one of the factors is the way that you was raised. Your parents and friends have influenced you. Also, in your society and circumstances, they have influenced you as well. But your choices has been the main factor in your attitude, your position, and your character in life. Remember this, that there are three realities that the law of harvest provides. First, you will always pick what you plant. Yes, beloved, when we talk about sowing and reaping, if you plant corn, you will reap corn. If you plant corn, the seed must die, and then it will reproduce. It will multiply. One kernel of corn will produce a bushel. One bushel of corn will produce a harvest of many bushes. But it will reproduce after its own kind. So we must understand and remember, first of all, you will always pick what you plant. When we look at, for an example, Jacob in the Bible, he was called a trickster, because Jacob had a brother by the name of Esau. Jacob is a good example of how a spiritual experience have taken place about how you will sow what you reap. And Jacob, he deceived his father. You know the story. Jacob, his father wanted some pottage. He wanted to eat. Jacob decided to kill a lamb, a sheep, and put the sheepskin over his skin. And he brought the pottage to his father to eat. Jacob deceived his father. His father went on and blessed him. Then when his brother Esau came from hunting, he was hungry. Jacob tricked him and stole his birthright from his brother over a bowl of pottage to eat. That same Jacob, afterwards, he was deceived by his father, his father-in-law, and also by his children. You see, the law of sowing and reaping, it can't be changed. So we have to be careful, my brothers and sisters in Christ. The choices that we make, we have to make sure that they are good choices so that we can reap a good from the choices that we made. Child of God, if you have a bitter, angry disposition towards others, don't be surprised that you will receive hostile from them, because what you see, what you sow, you shall reap. But if you, on the other hand, are planting seeds of kindness and love of the Lord, you will find that other people will be kind and loving to you. Yes, you always pick more than you plant. You always reap what you sow. When we talk about a seed, seeds don't reproduce one for one. No, the seed dies and it multiplies. They multiply. For example, when you plant a pea plant grows, and on that bush are peas, pea pods containing dozens of peas. When we look up at a tiny acorn, it becomes a mighty oak tree. Once the seed dies, it multiplies and it produces thousands of acorns over its lifetime. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, a tiny word, a deed or charge may seem very small, but it can result into a massive harvest. That's why we have to be careful on what we say, because words have power. It has power to heal, or it has power to kill. It has power to produce good or to produce a death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. So, beloved, seeds are very small, but they can turn into large plants. When we're talking about the agricultural cycle, you may think that a tiny word or deed insignificant, but it always multiplies and grows into large consequences. There is a harvest cycle that is true in life as well as in the natural agriculture of field. Yes, beloved, when we sow a thought, it reaps into an act. When we sow an act, it reaps into a habit. When we sow a habit, it reaps a character. When we sow a character, it reaps a destiny. So when we talk about the principle of sowing and reaping, it is very important to remember and don't take it lightly, because it is a spiritual law that is already established by God. As long as there is day and night, there will always be a season of changes. As long as we as human beings are living, we must be aware of the principle, the spiritual principle, the spiritual law that is established in life. What you sow, you shall reap. And what you always pick, you will always pick from what you plant. Yes, child of God, when you plant a seed, it doesn't pop out of the ground immediately. No, the seed, it has to die in order to reproduce. So it takes time for a seed to grow into a plant, and it takes a patient to be a good farmer, because you have to wait for the harvest. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at it on a spiritual view, spiritually speaking, the choices you make may not have immediate consequences, but sometimes they do, but they will eventually there will be consequences, because you always pick after you plant, you always reap after you sow. So people of God, by the way, the law of harvest not only applies to individuals, no, it also applies to nations as well. When we look at it in the Old Testament, the nation of Israel, God's chosen people, they have turned from God and started worshiping the idols of their neighbors, of the nation of Judah, and they pushed God to the side and started worshiping idols. I stop by tonight to let you know that the God that we serve is a jealous God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He wants to be first in our lives as followers of Christ. The result, because of us pushing him aside, we allow sin to come in. And the wages of sin is death, whether individually, personally, collectively, or even as a nation. If we look around in 2021, we look at this United States of America that we are living in. We look at what is taking place in the White House, in the Pentagon. Right now, we know that our faith has to be in God and not in man, not in personality, because personality will always let you down. We vote people in office to do a good work, but they took a ticket upon themselves, and once they're in office, they want to run their own agenda. This is time for the church to rise up and stand and shine again in this world that we are living in, that is steady, decaying at a rapid pace. We are living in a world of darkness, sin. When we look around, God is looking for someone to stand in the gap and intercede, because we are going as a nation. We are headed, hallelujah, in a place of darkness, a place of hopelessness. But we thank God for his grace, his mercy, and his love. We need to understand that what we sow, we shall reap. So it is very important for every believer of Christ to make sure that their house is in order. It is very important for us to live a life that is pleasing in God's eyesight, that people that look upon us will see within us that we're in this world, but we're not of it. We're in this world to be ambassadors for Christ, to make a difference in this life. Yes, my brothers and sisters, when we look at the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verses 3 and 4, and also verse 7, here God spoke to the prophet Hosea, and he said these words, Israel has cast off the thing that is good. In other words, Israel, at this particular time, God had delivered them and brought them out of Egypt. They had experienced the 40 years of the wilderness experience, but they kept on going to God and then rejecting him and turning to idols. Hallelujah. And the enemy would come to fight against them. Then they'll go in a state of wanting to call upon God. And God, because of his mercy, his grace, and his love, time after time, he gave them chances after chances. And here is one of the consequences that happened because of them being out of position, because of them being in disobedience to God. The enemy stopped pursuing them. They had set up kings, but not by God. They had made a princess, and I know it's not. They made it out of idols. They made it as a worshiping of plates, statues that they would kneel down to and call upon. And their gods have they made them by idols that they may be cut off. But they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. It has not no state, and the bud shall yield no meal. If so be it yield, the strangers shall swallow it up. Here, because of the nation of Israel being in disobedience to what God commands, they brought upon themselves, because of their consequences, they brought upon themselves wickedness. They brought upon themselves being out of the protection of the Most High God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But look at God, because of his mercy, his grace, and his love. When we look upon what the Bible says in 1 Chronicles 7:14, God is still calling at this hour in 2021, according to 1 Chronicles 7:14, when he said, if my people, which is called by my name, would just humble themselves, seek my face, pray, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal the land. My brothers and sisters in Christ, even during this pandemic, God is still extending his grace, his mercy upon us, upon his people, as well as those that are saved, as well as those that are not saved. He expects us that are saved to be in fellowship with him. Bible says, if we abide in him and he abide in us, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done of our Heavenly Father here in Jesus' precious and holy name. To believe of Christ, when we look around in 2021, we have to be reminded of the fact to not forget the God who have given you your liberty. Yes, God has been, he has been so good, so merciful to us, even when we fall short. Even as a believer of Christ that may have missed the mark, he has given us the Bible, our manual to live by. Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, that's the kind of God that we serve. We have Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I and every believer of Christ. He's letting us know that he believes in us. He believed in the fact of what he did on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood for remission of all sin. So we as followers of Jesus here in this on this earth, even in 2021, we got to be about our Father's business. We have to understand that someone stood in the gap for us. Yes, what we sow, we reap. But God, because of his mercy, because of his grace, because of what Jesus did on Calvary, shedding his blood for all mankind, taking upon himself the sins of the world, making a way out of no way. That's why tonight we can look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We can look on to Jesus as being the one that made that bridge the gap between God and man. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, thank God for Jesus, that when we acknowledge him as Lord and Savior of our lives, and we came to God the only way that we knew how, humbling ourselves on bended knees and bowed down hands, he, in turn of what Jesus did, shedding his blood for the remission of our sins, God loved us so much that it says in the word in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, remember the spiritual law about sowing and reaping. If we sow to the flesh, we will reap corruption. But if we sow to the Spirit, I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, we will reap life everlasting. The choice is yours tonight. The choice, it is an important one. It is so important that God allow us as individual to go out beyond the four walls of a building, even our homes, into the byways and the highways, and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, regardless of how far we may go in life, as a child of God, always acknowledge the fact that the liberty that we so gracefully is experiencing right now, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, is because of the goodness of the Lord. It's because God seen fit that he allowed his son to die for our sin. He allowed his son to be that ultimate sacrifice for God, between God and man. Yes, what you sow, you shall reap. Always keep that in mind. What you sow, you shall reap. And what you always pick, you will always pick what you plant. That is a word that is established. That is a principle that will never change. God knows best what we need. He knows what it takes to keep us in right standing with him. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we all have to be grateful tonight. We have to understand that the God that we serve, he still sits high.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
While yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, God wants us to live a life that is real towards him. Not a life that is one day one way and next day another way. No, he wants us to be solid, stable, and dedicated and determined to live a godly life. A life that is pleasing in his eyesight, a life where our video is lining up with our audio. So again, tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we just thank each and every one out of their busy schedule that have taken the time out to listen to what we are talking about through the use of the internet, preaching and teaching on a local level, but being able to reach through the use of the internet on a global level. So we thank God for that opportunity. We thank God that we are still here in the land of the living, that we're on top of the ground and the ground is not on top of us. We thank God for his Holy Spirit who leads, guides, and directs us as we are led by his Spirit. So again, tonight, where whatever you're believing God for, if it's in line with his will for your life, if it's in line with what he wants to do in you and through you, we come in complete agreement with you. Bible says if any two of us come in agreement as touching anything here on earth, it'll be done of our heavenly Father, which is in heaven. You may be believing God for your children, a job, or other things that you have, that your heart desire. But if it's in line with what God's word say, and if God's word is full of the answers that we may experience in life. So we need to set aside a time of prayer. We need to set aside a time of devotion where we can go to in our secret closet, our prayer closet and talk to God about every situation, circumstances in our life. Yes, God, he desires fellowship. Oh, yes, he does. You remember when he, in the book of Genesis, when he came to the, in the cool of the day, walking, and he called out to Adam, Adam, where art thou? God desires to have that intimate relationship with us individually as well as collectively. He desires to, he understands every small and minute thing that may have caused trouble, that may have caused you to be upset. God understands. Jesus is the one that took upon himself and became in the form of man, took upon himself the sins and the trouble of this world. He experienced it. He was tempted in all areas, but yet he sinned not. Yes, so he understands what we go through, whether saved or unsaved. We are not immune to the things that cross our path. Trouble may come knocking at our door. Storms of life has a tendency to show up when we least expect. But remember this, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is still merciful. Oh, yes, he is. And again, tonight we are talking about, and when you look at things in the natural, you will always pick what you plant. Then when we look at things in the spiritual realm, you'll always reap what you sow. So when we look at it in the natural sense, picking what you plant, child of God, what you will be tomorrow will be the result of the choices you made today. So be very careful, believer of Christ, child of God, because selfless living is self-destructive. In other words, we don't want to live selfishly. We did that before Christ. We want to live selfless. We want to be able to be an impact in people's lives. We want to be a help in whatever way we can. We want to let a light shine through us as reflectors of light. Jesus is the source of light, and he is the light of the world. So the word of God says, the one who sows to please his or her sinful nature will reap destruction. Here the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, the eighth clause of the verse, it says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. We know what the word of God says. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, they are intimate against God. In other words, they are totally against the nature of God. God is loving. He's compassionate. God desires that all come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But we know that all won't. Will not, even during Jesus' day, when he reached out to people. Some agreed with him, but many disagreed and came against him, especially the religious folks, the Sadducees, Pharisees, and all those religious seeds. Yes, my brothers and sisters, always keep this in mind, that what you sow, you shall reap. Here, a New Testament scholar by the name of John Stott wrote, to sow to the flesh is to pamper it. To sow to the flesh is to cuddle it. To sow to the flesh is to stroke it instead of crucifying it. So each and every day of our lives, we must crucify this flesh of ours, because in our flesh, it means no good. That's why we have to pray each and every day. Lord, you know my heart. My heart is full, maybe full of deception, maybe full of impurities that is contrary to your word. Fix me, Lord. Deliver me. Fix my heart. Because God is a God that looks upon the heart. That's why the word says, let's examine ourselves on a daily basis to make sure that we're in the faith. Yes, beloved, we individually must keep our flesh under subjection by the leadership of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us into total truth. Because of the truth, if we know the truth, then the truth will set us free. And God's word is absolute truth. So, beloved, remember this. The seeds we sow are largely thoughts and deeds. You see, every time we allow our minds to harbor a grudge, or nurse a grievance, or entertain an impure fantasy, or waddle in self-pity, we are sowing to the flesh. That's why we have to take authority over every imagination that comes to us. All impure thoughts, we must bring it under suggestion, under that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We're in this world, but we're not of it. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may know what is the perfect will of God, according to Romans 12, verse 2. Also here in the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 7, again it says, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So child of God, let us, from this night forth, plant good seeds. And we will plant good seeds, and it will result in good choices, which will lead to good habits, and in turn will lead to a good harvest. Yes, remember, you always pick what you plant. You must plant your seeds if you want to harvest. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 through 17, the Amplified version of the Bible says, therefore, see that ye walk carefully, living life with honor, purpose, and courage, shunning those who tolerate and enable evil, not as the unwise, but let us walk as wise, simple, intelligent, sensibly intelligent, discerning people, making the very best of our time while we're here on earth, recognizing and taking advantage of each and every opportunity, using it with wisdom and diligence, because the days are filled with evil. So therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is this day, this night, and forevermore. Remember, brothers and sisters in Christ, seeds must first be sown in order to reap a harvest. People of God, God, he charges us as followers of Christ. It is simply to plant spiritually, to plant spiritual seeds in people concerning his word. In other words, to witness and tell them about Jesus. And you will, in due time, reap what you have sown. Yes, when we witness to people, whether they come to Christ or not, Bible says one plant, one water, but God bring the increase. So remember this always, that God cannot multiply what you have not sown. So it is very important, my brothers and sisters in Christ, whether in the natural or in the spiritual, we must sow in order to reap a harvest. You can only harvest what you plant. In other words, if you have not sown, God cannot multiply it. So people of God, the hard part about harvesting is that it takes time to see your effort pay off. So don't give up too soon. When we look at it in the natural, as a farmer, and I was raised on a farm, they have to be very patient. In the natural, they take the seed. First, they cultivate the land. They prepare the soil. They plant the seed. The seed dies, and it reproduces after its own kind. If they plant potatoes, it will reap potatoes. If they plant pepper, they will reap the pepper, because it's a natural law that has been established by God. On the spiritual sense, if we sow to the Spirit, we will reap life everlasting. But if we sow to the flesh, we will reap corruption. So remember, you will always reap what you sow on a spiritual basis. And you'll always pick what you plant on a natural basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a generation in 2021 of instant gratification. But real change, as we know it, it takes time to grow. So believers in Christ, the result takes time. So what you sow today, you will not see the return of it until the next season, spiritual season, in your life. So sowing is all about the future. Yes, we must follow God's word. We must follow his law. We must obey what his word says. Because 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse says, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, the harvest will always be greater than the planting. In the natural, we see this When we look around, we look at the trees. It all started with a twig. It all started with a seed that was planted. And it grew and decayed, took roots, brought it up, came through the ground. When we look at a tree, the beauty that God has shown in creation. You see, in the harvest, what comes back to you is always greater than what you have sown, natural as well as in the spirit. You see, the law of greatness, it says that what starts small multiplies into something much bigger than what you begin with. In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 20, Jesus is talking about a harvest. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as heard the word and received it and brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100-fold. Yes, the harvest is determined by what you sow. If you sow generously, the harvest will be generously. If you sow minute, very small, the harvest will be small. But if you sow as unto the Lord, on what he has blessed you on, blessed you with, God will honor what is rightfully due him. And we as obedient children will open up ourselves to the blessings of the Lord to come into our lives. So child of God, if you sow to the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, you will reap eternal life. You see, the harvest of righteousness, God oftentimes, he will use generosity to give us gifts far greater than that of money. Yes, we know money, it answers all matters. But the Bible says for us to choose whether to run after money. Money in itself is good. It said the love of money is the root of all evil. But we must put God first, seek first, according to Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Yes, when we put God first in our lives, he can open up opportunities. He can open up doors that were shut. He can do more with little and stretch it to make it big. Big things come forth in our lives. So child of God, we have a decision that we make each and every day. And where will our investment, where will our investment be? Because where our treasure is, our heart will follow. So let your harvest be in proportion to the plan. As believers of Christ, whosoever is kind or lend to the poor is lending to the Lord. And the benefit of his and her gift will return to him or her in abundance. Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So remember this always, people of God. You cannot outgive God. Yes, beloved, you reap today on what you have sowed on yesterday. So children of God, reaping your harvest, it requires faith. Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, 11 verse 4, he that observed the wind shall not sow, and he that regarded the clouds shall not reap. What you sow, you shall reap, and you'll always pick what you plant. The child of God, remember this, to reap a harvest, you must first have faith in the seed that you have planted. And if you sow the seed in faith, you know you will reap a harvest. Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Remember this always, child of God. Your harvest does not depend on the weather, on the economy, on a spiritual basis. No, you are meant to harvest year-round. When we talk about tithe and offering, it is a way that God wants to bless us when we are faithful in giving him what is his first. All he asks for is 10%. If we do this, then we position ourselves for the blessings to come. Bible says in the book of Malachi, give in the book of Malachi, for us to try him and see, test him to see. If we give what is right, for they do him, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we won't be able to contain it. That's the type of God that we serve. So people of God, remember that every crop has a season for planting and another for harvesting. The same is true in the spiritual realm. When we first plant our seed, give our offering, you have to be patient and let the word of God finish its work. You have to wait for your crop to come in. As you do, God will begin to open up doors of opportunities for you by showing you when to harvest. Remember, timing is very important. That's why the books in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 2, it says there's a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. You will always pick what you plant. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We hope you learned something to enhance your daily walk with Jesus. If so, please share the number 347-826-9424 with your family and your friends, and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We love to have you all. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. And remember, God is in control of everything. God bless you. Have a great weekend.